motherfucker, big three. It's just big me.
Come on, let's just pause
that's
just right
a good
there.
Bar.
Let's just pause right there because that's all we wanted. Honestly, this is like I'm glad this like yo because the big three became such a played out narrative.
But just
I've always felt like I really did feel like yo this is a played out narrative. I'm glad he's. Yo, this is fuck all this. Let's not put us together no more.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not no big three. It's you, me, and I guess it's you and J. Cole versus me now.
Y'all so cooking up.
I'm the funny thing is, I don't think that this is as big as a J. Cole diss as we making it seem. No. I think J. Cole is a casualty award.
No, I think so. Sure. I don't think he has any real the problem is clearly with Drake over J. Cole.
Yeah.
But he's just letting J. Cole know, like you said, it's like
you bro, cooking up.
I choose violence.
Also, the real problem here is that you can't say niggas clicking up and you clicking up too.
Not so. This is what I wanted to say. This is a deeper, darker criminal link.
Talk about it.
What?
Travis was the one at Rolling Loud. Like, yo, I need to hear this song.
Mm.
And they was like, yo, chill.
That's true. I remember
that.
Like, being
no,
like,
I need to, yo, play that. Da-na-na, da-na-na.
He did. I remember this.
Travis was going crazy for them to drop this song. Mm. You think Travis knew about the Kendrick diss?
Yeah,
for sure.
And that brings me to the question: is there like clicking up? Like, yo, might be it's time to get the boy out of here.
I'm not gonna lie,
he's fucking all our bitches,
bro. The summer is starting to look like rap civil war.
Yo, this is rap civil.
It's starting
war.
To feel like it. But
this is rap civil war, man.
With this big of an album being called "We Don't Trust You,"
right?
And Kendrick having a verse, it's starting to feel like that. But real quick, I just want to say, I don't think with the Travis Scott thing, I don't think Travis Scott is like necessarily picking sides. He might just be like staring at he might just be instigating. Mm. Like, no, yeah, like I know.
Said it all.
Like, people are gonna when
that's supposed to be his mans.
They were just yeah, but I don't know if Drake will be like
Aubrey just gave him a verse.
But do you think Drake will see that?
I just left for y'all putting pin to the pants. I just left over there.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
It gotta be hard to be that nigga, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Who are we?
Yo, niggas is my friends last week. All good just a week ago.
Yeah, no.
Niggas still they selves.
I'm not gonna, but I think Travis Scott, I don't know why I'm defending Travis Scott. I just feel like Travis Scott is too goofy to even understand what he was doing. I think Travis Scott was just like, I like this song.
I like that beat. That beat is crazy.
I can totally see Travis Scott just liking the beat.
But also, Travis Scott came into the game known as what?
Kanye's prodigy.
Kanye's prodigy.
He also said on his last album he wouldn't be here without Ye.
So, like, you mean, deeper dark? It's time for you to get your conspiracy bag on.
This is too fresh. I gotta go do my research. But I
think niggas been waiting for Kendrick to finally, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, we've talked
put his
about
Batman cape on.
Bro, we've talked about, like, who is it gonna be? If it does happen, if it does heat up, who will it be?
Drake.
And it always had to be Kendrick.
No, it has to be Kendrick.
Drake is Superman.
Yeah.
Kendrick is Batman.
Prep time. That's right.
And he had the prep time, and he's like, yo, Superman has become a tyrant.
Yeah, it's
injustice. This is injustice.
Yeah, Drake is injustice. It's great. Drake is the Superman. I will say though, because I think you said that it's not. It's hypocritical. Because do you feel like Kendrick is?
Is he not clicking up?
I guess he is.
Yeah, he just jumped on a.
What's the definition of clicking up?
It is. But I will say before this, Kendrick's always seemed like this one. This is even crazier to me.
Yeah.
Because usually Kendrick's always seemed that like he's. As everybody in their careers have gotten like bigger, Kendrick's always kind of retreated himself to his own corner. Like we literally just talked about recently, like the only guy he's really fucking with was Baby Keem,
right?
And that's his cousin. Like he wasn't really fucking with anybody else. So I was gonna say that, but yeah, you can't jump on this album and do.
I do think this is some bitch ass shit from everybody involved, though.
No, why?
Let me tell you why. Because it always feel like first of all, Future. I'll say this before I start getting into my soliloquy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, this is over a bitch. This is over a bitch.
Yeah, we didn't read his bars, but it definitely sounded like he had some. That's not even mine. You can have that type shit.
Yeah, Future did say that. What he said?
Sticking into the school, to all these souls for the streets. I put in their nose. You can hear that switch, but you can hear them scream.
That's and the models to the same.
Crazy.
Ball like I won a championship game.
This is hungry. They gonna fuck for a name.
Championships, right?
Yeah.
I put her on a gang. She get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch. She twirling on the dick. I got syrup in this bitch. Okay, well,
I'm trying to figure out what that bar. Hold on.
There was one bar where we was like, ooh, that's
just yeah. You can have that bitch. Pussy. She
a carrot. She might choke.
Fingers in her throat for getting like shit. She gonna show free baby. Whatever. I can't find it.
To Four's point about the Drake and Future. Well, no.
Well, but let me go. Let me finish.
I was in the middle of something.
So yeah. So this is definitely finished proofreading. Please do not. Okay. These lyrics is so fresh. Yeah. So all this definitely over a bitch. I think the bitch, the two men that have a bitch in common is definitely Metro and Drake. This is how the beef started with. Mm-hmm. Metro, and we all know the Metro Drake beef have been going on for months now at this point. Yeah. It's been very well publicized. It's not been hidden. The two sides have not ran from it. They haven't said it publicly, but they haven't ran from it. Mm-hmm. Here's why I think it's some bitch ass shit. Because Future, Drake, I think Future's one Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. We did a patreon.com for Spider Mouth. We did a podcast where we talked about this. Mount Rushmore of rappers, period.
Right.
But Drake was able to take your career to the next level.
Absolutely.
He helped you get on those mainstream places that you would not have been without the light skinned bandit. That is Aubrey Graham.
Drake definitely helped.
He helped a lot. So for you to do the, for you to have this on your album. With the, yeah, I mean, also I'll get Metro your man, but that's your man too. You supposed to squash this, but then only if you're not to squash it, because I get that's your man. But then they get his biggest op and let him do this.
Biggest man, bloody.
That's crazy.
His biggest, by the way, it would be different if like this was a Big Sean joint, because I think Big Sean could fall on the sword of it's hip hop, it's competition.
Right.
Future, you are not the guy that's going to fall on the sword of it's hip hop, it's competition.
Yeah, no, you're
like, you're not a rapper's rapper.
Which you, yeah.
You can't fall on the sword of that. This is a little like, damn. Did you always have smoke with the boy?
Yeah.
You think it's that deep?
No, when you go get him, it's real.
That deep, yeah.
Because
yeah,
also real. You could have been like, I'm not putting this verse on my album.
Yeah,
he could have said that.
I know what you mean.
That happens all the time.
Metro have a problem. Metro and Drake have a problem, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're right.
The Future Drake problem has been underlying bubbling, so they say. We still wouldn't be able to pinpoint. But when you bring him and he's taking direct shots, and he says shit like, fuck rap, I'm ready to crash out.
Yeah.
He said that.
He said, I'm ready to kill you, nigga.
He said, I'm ready to crash out. Like,
he said, I crash out like, fuck rap.
By the way,
this Melly Mel if I had to.
We never even finished a verse, by the way.
There's still more here.
Yeah,
nigga,
let's finish up real quick.
Motherfuck the big three, it's just big me.
Yeah.
Nigga, bum, what? I'm really like that. And you best work.
I think your best work, yeah.
And he said, and your best work is like Pat. Nigga, Prince outlive my Jack.
Oh, by the way, direct to First Person Shooter.
He's talking, you know what I mean? By the way, Drake been comparing himself to Mike Jack for a minute now. I got more hits, yeah, man.
He's calling himself Prince. Okay, interesting.
Because Prince outlived Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Quite literally.
Jesus Christ.
And nigga, I'm Prince, nigga. Yeah, you got hits, but I got the artistry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm,
and that's truthful. That's always been the comparison.
That's always been the narrative, yeah.
How could you not love rap?
No, this is crazy. This is
all we've been missing is storylines.
By the way, this is wrestling, yeah.
It's like, wrestling.
Wrestling could have been more back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nigga, bum. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery.
Mm.
That's a K with these nines because he's a K-9 for all their dogs. He see Pet Cemetery. Oh my God.
If it went over your head.
If you, yeah. I just dissed you. Yo, he is dead in the boy's ass.
What does Drake do? By the way, we don't know. Apparently, Drake
has a crazy output. Apparently, and I think he knows it's coming.
Well, yeah. I think Drake knew this.
Drake heard this already.
Yeah.
He heard this right.
Well, that's why he went live the time that this album came
out. Yeah.
That was the thing we found out.
I forgot to talk about that at the time because we didn't do this as well at all. We just got right into it.
Yeah, it started with us reading the lyrics, which is a hard way to start it.
But I mean, you'll see the thumbnail.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about.
Yes.
But I do agree that him going live, he did an OVO radio tonight, if you didn't know. So we're recording this at, nigga, it's 1 a.m. right now.
Yep.
The album just only been out for an hour.
Yeah.
At the same time the album was going live, Drake did an OVO radio. Mm-hmm. Drake knew about this verse. He knew it was coming. And his attempt to like step on it was, I'm going to do OVO radio, take some listens from y'all on y'all night. Fuck you. So he definitely knew this shit was coming.
Yes.
How quickly do we think we get a response?
Well, okay. So I was going to ask, like, how direct of a response is this merit from Drake?
Oh, a direct response.
Diss track.
Yeah, no, I don't know if diss track, but.
That's what I'm wondering.
He got to get in his ass back. He can't.
Of course.
You. This. Well, I think this track. To be, if this track come, it will be warranted. Will this track absolutely. Come? No.
Okay.
I don't think this track comes.
This is. I mean, this is.
This is. But it, by I the way, by this. I'm sorry to cut you off. No, but yeah, yeah. Keep your thought because yeah. this is the same way that Pusha T lured him.
I was
last
about
time.
To say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same way that Pusha T lured
so
him.
So he right? can't like, fall in the same track.
He can't fall into the same
but
track.
But what if he is prepared for that?
I don't think,
I know what you mean though.
I don't think Drake strategic. Is the man that made the same mistakes twice.
You're right. It's not strategic for Drake to drop a diss track,
especially when you Pusha T already did this. Oh, some bars on an album. Yeah. And little Kendrick got the rest in the cut already.
I will
like,
say
we've seen this already.
For sure,
Drake don't got it in the cut for Kendrick.
Yo, they've had it same yeah for decades. I will for a decade at least.
Yeah, I think Drake if it's prepared for anybody. Pusha T is random because who's thinking about Pusha
but
T?
But here's what right. I'll say about Pusha T though. Mm. The only thing that's slightly different, although I agree, Pusha was never diss direct.
No.
That verse, if you go back on, I forget the name of that song that Pusha T album.
Infrared,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It was never this right. direct. Mm-hmm. It was like a couple, in you know, and then Drake was.
I mean, you can
cocky.
Count the lines that about Drake.
That's it's what I'm
infrared,
saying.
This just didn't really pop off until like maybe I want to say like a couple weeks after the album had mm-hmm. already been out.
So. No. It was. I remember that it's Friday because I remember Pusha T going on the Breakfast Club. And Charlamagne asking him about it, and then, and then it was the weekend. I think Drake responded. So, because also the Joe Budden. Listen, this is I will have to listen to the Joe Budden podcast.
I think I got tuned into the Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah, it's fucked up, Joe. Yeah. You're a fucking lucky bastard because you got a fucking
you got me back, Joe.
You,
fuck,
you got a fucking life raft with this.
This is what you're good for.
This is the moments where we need Joe. But I will say, fuck Joe. It's not his podcast.
Yeah, because us.
Yeah, it's us. Yeah, that yo, I choose violence. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I put the button on button. That's a.
You mean button.
Come on.
Yo, you gotta get this ready for Joe Budden on this video is crazy. But I will say so this is way more direct. So I would understand if Drake doesn't drop a diss track. That would make sense.
Yeah.
But it definitely warrants a specific diss track way more than that Pusha T verse.
Yes.
That's my only point with this. So
I agree.
But it's there's no subliminals anymore. Can we agree?
No, not at all.
Cole responds though. Cole responds.
Cole's in album mode.
Cole responds.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
Cole's actively writing raps.
Like, and Cole's, you know what I mean? Get some shit off right now, too.
I think Cole is also like, dog, y'all keep putting it between y'all two. Yeah, I did the song with him. But Cole's thing has always been, let me stand next to you and smoke you.
I'm not going to lie, though.
Now it's like, it's direct. Now they all
Spider-Man meme.
It's all here.
I will say, though, to be fair, but no, not even that, because Drake is with Cole. I don't think he's
already
Cole.
Said the Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake.
Yeah, he did,
he did say that.
Oh, Kendrick hurt. Like, you right, Ford. Yeah, you right. Yeah. Kendrick's feelings is hurt.
Of course.
This only happened because of first-person shooting. Yeah, exactly. He saw them two having fun, shot out his Spitz's music video together. Yeah. He said, oh, this how y'all feel? Yes. Y'all got me down here with Big Sean and me? That's how y'all feel about me?
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing this.
That's how y'all feel about Wale. Me? Y'all got Wale. Me down here. Y'all got me down here with Big Sean and Wale.
Yo,
why is Wiz Khalifa calling me? Right. What's happening?
Right. What the fuck? Y'all, fuck all y'all now. I was going to say, so can we draft a rap civil war now?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do up to five.
I like it. I like that.
Oh, so I love the fact that it's already, you know, the Mount Rushmore has already got a crack in it.
Yeah, it got a crack.
It does.
It has a crack.
So Drake and Cole are on the side. Let's Drake do Drake's side first.
Drake. So we got Drake.
Cole.
We got Cole.
That's a great two button.
By the way, Meek chooses up.
Mm-hmm.
You going with Drake?
Yeah. Come on, you know, you know me chooses up.
The best thing that me can do right now is like drop a random freestyle like this and Kendrick for no reason.
She wouldn't go to the mall. I was like, I like that shit though. Yeah. Who else?
So
I think 21 Savage land.
Oh, 21 Savage is Drake.
That's Drake.
That's Drake.
Even though he
has two projects with Metro Boom.
Those projects never made you a superstar the same way that Drake album did.
Yeah, no.
Drake album had him fucking hosting SNL.
Yeah. Mm.
He was a musical guest on SNL.
I agree.
He don't do that with just Metro.
I think he get low.
Realistically,
he probably get low, but you can't get low.
You can't get low though,
because if you Metro, you gotta. Excuse me, if you 21, you gotta choose, nigga.
You do. This is as clear of a line in the sand as you can make.
You gotta choose right now.
Yeah, you. There's no.
Do
like,
you want my beats or do you want his or do you want a feature?
Feature. Oof.
Yeah. Which one you decide is
first of all feature, but yeah.
Obviously, I want the Drake feature, but also how far can Drake feature take you? But a well-produced album can take you far. So it's like,
me and Metro, me, I built my name doing projects with Metro. Drake doesn't come do a song with me without building.
Yeah, but also that Metro shit only took me so far. This dope, that Drake album took me to another stratosphere.
But this is why this
people
is rap-
people were excited about my next album. Mm. Like I'm out of here.
Yeah, this is why I agree. This is why this is a really a rap game civil war. Because yeah. Look how we're talking. This sounds like team. Like I remember this Captain.
It really is
though. Because Travis and Future.
Oh, Trav over there.
Travis over there.
Travis over there.
Go with Metro.
Yeah.
Travis going with Metro. I don't think he's staying with Drake.
Yeah.
Why not though?
He was too. First of all, Kanye aspect.
He was just. I already told you he was way too adamant about this song.
Exactly, he's way too adamant about playing it. I need to hear this one.
So, but we'll get to that side though. Let's finish up.
Four bats.
We got four people. No, we can't.
No.
If we can't four think of somebody
Spider-Man.
Else,
yeah, four bad. He's Tom Holland.
Young up and cover.
Right.
Kid. That's not true.
Right.
Yo, Drake is Iron Man in this situation, by the way.
Okay, there we go.
Drake is Iron
billionaire.
Man.
I think
Iron Man. Yeah, I mean,
because since my morals,
super serum and shit.
Yeah, he's humble.
Yep.
Oh, humble.
I'm
rapping too. Fuck out of here.
Put the bun on.
But that would make Future like fucking.
No, what's the nigga with the arm?
That's what I was about to say. What's his name?
Bucky.
Yeah,
he's Winter Soldier.
You mean?
Yeah, because he don't stand alone by himself in this fight. He can't.
No, he needs Metro. But so we got four on Drake's side. I just want to get one more. Who else is even relevant enough? There's not even that many relevant. Should we keep it at four?
Because I'm thinking of names. The names are Little Baby.
Okay. What's Lil Durk is going with Drake?
Yeah. Look, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Hey, Aubrey, now's your time to call Gunna.
No.
Now's your time to call Gunna.
Oh.
The damage that would do to Atlanta.
Oh my God. By the way, Atlanta already turned his back. They're back on Gunna.
That's what I'm saying.
They already turned their back.
Now they conflicted because Offset gave him the cosign.
Mm-hmm.
Now Drake gave him the cosign.
He's out of here.
Yo, because you said Gunna. I'm like, yo, that's a real person you got to get in your side.
You right. Call Gunna right and you can make a hit because Gunna is versatile.
Yeah.
He's doing the piano shit too. He's doing the African shit.
Gunna is vision.
Gunna's vision.
Okay, that's good.
Because vision was initially an op.
And they that's right. Okay, so let's put Gunna on there for now.
So
Gunna will go with Drake if Drake calls.
I think so. You can't, the whole Atlanta turned it back against you.
Yeah,
that's almost like a villain moment for Gunna.
He turned heel.
He is turning heel if he goes with Drake.
But as he should, y'all turn y'all back on me.
No, I agree.
And I stay out without y'all.
Yeah, that was fuck yeah. I agree. So let's do five. It's
Kanye comes out of the MC.
Well, we'll get to the other side.
So is Drake,
Cole, Meek.
We say
Meek, which is crazy, David. But I mean,
Kanye got Kendrick on the phone right now.
Twin, we got it.
Let's finish this five.
I'm just thinking.
No, it's a fun thing to think it through. But yeah, Drake, Cole, Meek.
We said somebody four.
Fuck, who was it?
Four Bats and Gunna.
No, it wasn't Four Bats.
No, it was
Four
Gunna, but there was a fourth one. Who's the fourth one?
21 Savage.
21 Savage.
That's a five on this side.
That's a five.
Now let's go with fucking. We already got three on this side.
Yeah, it's.
Because we got Metro.
It's Metro.
Metro, Future, and Kendrick.
So.
Travis
and Kanye. Okay, then that's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
who wins that? I think they got a bomb squad over there, Metro team.
Yeah.
Well,
they got a bomb squad over there, Metro team.
Down. It's not.
They got a bomb squad.
Like it's good or?
No, yeah.
They're not unified enough on Drake's side because Cole not really like, we affiliates.
But also, I don't think they got Kanye over there, yo. He a wild
Kanye,
card.
Yeah, Kanye is a wild card. Yeah.
Kanye wild card. Future. He not a dad. This nigga absent dad.
Wait. Can we take out Meek out of Drake's side?
Who we add instead?
I don't know, but I feel bad. Like
Quilly.
Where's Drake's hitters? Who is his hitters?
Yeah, Party Smiley. Next door.
No, that's gotta be
Kylie Jenner,
Jack Harlow.
Look who Jake got.
Oh, it's
Drake. Yeah, man.
Associated with 26-year-olds.
That's his problem. We keep.
That's his problem.
They're too young. They're not as relevant in the game.
Yo,
right
Drake
now.
Got called Baby Kia and get it done. He got called Baby Kia and get it done, dog.
Okay, I guess he'll have to be being for now, but I see. I don't even think
it's just you, Drake.
G-Lock and me.
And me.
It feels unfair, but I can't think of anybody else. So
that's all we got.
Fuck it. We'll leave Meek. That fight was great, but
they kicking ass over there, bro.
But the problem is, like I said, you got too many people that like. Yes, Metro is like a great, you know, a point guard. He get everybody together. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you got to Kanye got to want to be got together.
Mm.
Future gotta want to be a part of a team.
Just Dennis Rodman though. You know what I'm saying?
He's just dying his hair.
Yeah,
he's gonna play that role.
If he no, he Kanye
no,
never
no,
played
no
roles.
Kanye didn't play no role.
Kanye he gonna play his role. He gonna play the Dennis Rodman role.
No, but Dennis Rodman also showed up for team events. Kanye sending four batch freestyles and be like, yo, put this on your album.
Kanye whole career is team events though.
You said what?
Kanye whole career is team events.
But he always goes by the, yeah. to the
but he builds the team drop. Events.
He does build a team. So, I mean, musically, for sure, the other side. But the problem, you know what's interesting, though?
Yeah.
That Metro is a producer. He's on the side.
Mm.
That's almost like a cheat code a little bit.
It is.
Because that could really unify. He could do a fucking Team Captain America album.
Yeah, right. He could.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it could get real wicked real fast for the boy.
Who's Drake calling? I'm like, can we just think about who Drake is calling? Let's just think about that.
Realistically speaking, I don't think Drake called nobody.
Realistically, probably not.
But for the meme.
Yeah, no, yeah.
For the meme, yeah, I mean,
like, who's gathering a rap? This might be a bad drum for Drake because I'm really the fact that I can't think of. But to be fair though, can I say something?
Go tell me.
I will say the strength of that other team only speak. I don't want to. Drake glaze. Mm. It only speaks to Drake's greatness. Because the only thing that unifies these people, really,
is Aubrey.
Is the hate they have for Drake.
Superman.
Yeah, it's like they just. So, it, of course, this team is going to be bigger because Drake is like this fucking behemoth. So, Drake doesn't, let's say, maybe don't even really need nobody. And it's a bunch of scraps because Drake, like, kind of balances the scale.
Right.
Right? Let's say that.
I kind of just want to. Can I go back to his verse real fast? I'm looking at his first line.
I just got to ask y'all.
Go ahead.
Baby Keem versus Four Bats. Who you guys?
This first line is fucking Baby crazy, Keem. Though.
What? Talking out they necks?
These niggas talking out they necks. He come out.
He was so hot.
He come out telling you what I'm on.
Niggas first off, his flow is mad aggressive. Like,
these niggas
to it again?
Talking out. We can play some of it out loud.
Yeah, let's. It's about, yeah, it's about the metal, yeah.
Right here. Damn, it ain't turned on.
Nah, it's fine. Well, listen, cool. we're about to finish up this video, so. Yeah, yeah. He was mad.
I just peed with.
What did you pee?
DOT, the money, power, respect. That last one is better. I don't care about these first two. I want
money
respect.
Money and power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Aubrey, you got the money and power. Respect my pen, fuck nigga. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me all crazy like I'm one of these little lackeys. Yeah. He's getting his ass. He's getting his ass,
also,
though.
In this whole situation, we've yet to talk about how, like, Kendrick sounds like a rapper for once in, like, at least half a decade.
Yeah, you know, he sounds amazing. Like
this all we wanted for Kendrick.
Like, I don't know what, you know. It was no weird alien voices. Really. No.
I came from the grave, power enslaved.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't tell about his.
Yeah, no beat change.
Yeah, I mean, his auntie turned an uncle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He didn't talk about his, like, trauma. Yeah, no.
Like, no, just, like, get it.
Yeah, over a Metro beat, just go crazy. Yo, I can't. There's a lot. This is so much.
And this is such a great beat. I think I was talking to Dom. I'm like, I haven't really been, like, a heavy, like, yo, Metro, you know, Metro beat guy in a while.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't listen to maybe his last two projects.
Yeah.
So for me, this one's got me in. Like, I'm
no, I agree. I think Kendrick over a Metro beat, that's, we have, I don't think we've ever heard that, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe over Percocet, Molly Percocet. What the fuck is that song? The future song?
Mask Off.
I think that was a Metro beat. But anyways, my point still stands. He sounds good as a rapper, competitive rapper, over a normal beat with normal bars.
So real quick, just to go back into real world, because we did our own thing for a second.
We did our fun exercise.
Yeah. When do you think we get our Drake response, if we get a Drake response, a direct one?
Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Saturday night. You Saturday think night. We think the boy in the studio right now. Saturday
I was
night.
Checking the OVO Saturday radio night. Tweets to see if anybody said anything yet.
But here's what I'm saying. Here's why I think so.
Tell me.
Because I just don't think. Because you said that, like, you said that Drake can't make the same mistake of like dropping a diss track, mm-hmm. and that might be true. So he might do it on something else.
Maul said Drake dropping tomorrow. He crashing his party for sure.
I mean, that's well, that's a good tweet. But yeah. I think what I like the
screenshot
reason
that so I could put that in the screen when you read it.
The reason Drake can't take too long and mm-hmm. he's got to respond directly. Mm-hmm. Again, there's no wiggle room here. Mm-hmm. There's no way that Drake, because I was thinking like maybe he'll be more calculated and wait a little bit, but that's not hip hop.
No,
like nobody's gonna respect you being like you're above it or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this is calling you out. You gotta respond.
Drake is he's going to.
No, but I'm just saying. So that's why I think Saturday night, like, is definitely no more than Sunday morning.
He wants this, bro. He wants this more than. I think he might want this more than Kendrick realized he wants this. I think Drake, especially after the way things kind of went with Pusha T,
yeah.
I think the way things went with Meek, is like, yo, I, believe it or not, he cares about people respecting his pen.
He needs
his
a clean W.
For all the dogs was simply to express, I love making music.
Yeah, this is, I love all these.
I see what you're saying. Drake needs a clean, in the middle of the ring, 1-2-3 pin.
Yes.
He needs that.
He needs
because
that.
Because the whole Drake, the Meek thing muddied his pen already.
Right.
That the Pusha T thing is up. Some people say he won, some people say he lost.
He
needs a clean win, 1-2-3, finish opponent. The story.
I think he wants this more than anybody else.
I made a wrestling, looking for a face.
No. Because this is a diss track, bro. Like, y'all not understanding. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's got to be a diss track. Because how else do you control everything? Because, again, because as you're building
it up. Like, he don't do that, though. He does that.
Same no. But we were talking about, because is he going to go the same route as Pusha T, where, like, you bait him, he does a trick, you just. Like, we're just talking about that.
But it does got to be a diss. I see what you're saying.
Because the more you built it up, I'm like, this is Drake's ultimate test. We're here.
We're here now.
Where this is the mountain. This is Kendrick calling you out.
Right.
There's nothing else in your career. It's all led to this.
We've been waiting on this since Control. This Control came out almost 10 years ago.
Literally a decade. Literally a decade.
We talked about it, but yeah.
So I think this is definitely a diss track, and I think Drake has to, like, take it as serious. I think he will, but this is, like, this is all eyes on him. There's no bigger test for him. I'm sorry. Like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be more hyped because of the momentous occasion this is. We've only been like speculating about like, no, they're not going to do it. They're too old in their careers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not really going to like say each other's names. Mm-hmm. They're not really going to be that direct anymore. It's going to be petty. Kendrick said, fuck that. And now all that's left is.
God.
Yeah. And now all that's left is for them to boogie.
Fuck Drake. Sneak dissing. First person shooter. I hope they came with 3 switches. Why 3?
Good question.
Metro, Future, maybe they really locked in on it.
No, that's not a group thing. No.
First person shooter, he's talking to Cole, and he told Cole and Drake, I hope they came with 3 switches. It's only 2 of them.
Yeah, who's the third
switch? You see them? Is he talking to Cole?
What does he know?
I like this because if this would only make it so much more wrestling if there's a name we haven't been thinking of.
Yeah,
comes out of nowhere and like helps.
Top row shit.
Yeah, there was like, turns out that guy hiding behind the scenes, I knew he was against y'all, and now it's time for him to come to the light.
Yeah,
who would that
Travis.
Be?
Maybe it's Travis.
Travis, a double agent. I hope he got his too.
Travis is a double agent. This is crazy.
The thing about Drake though, like, that nigga's an entertainer, bro. This is this moment right here to date is his biggest. This is a huge.
No,
this is the biggest thing in hip hop.
This is what I'm saying. Like, this couldn't be a bigger moment for Drake. He might make this shit a live stream. Like, Drake might really go all out with this shit.
I think we put
on. Might drop a whole fucking EP of disses.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, especially after Scary Hours 3.
Unleashed
if he has like a good 3 or 4 songs that were leftovers of that John.
He got some conductor beats he ain't touch. He got some conductor beats he ain't touch. He got some like, no, what? Bring that one up out of I didn't bring up. Bring that one up. By the way, I wish that Red Button wasn't used because Red Button would have been the perfect diss beat.
But I do think
also, people don't talk about Red Bone was a Joe Budden diss, but keep going.
It was. But I think Drake is probably going to go for the back-to-back approach.
Give us a hit and give us a...
Because also...
On Drake, an EP?
Yeah, because I think Drake dropping a hit diss track again not only would serve as like a diss track, but also the reason I'm thinking about it because Drake's biggest attractors have been saying he hasn't been able to have like a hit song.
Yeah, but see, he had a hit all the time.
So if you're Drake... Especially that, not only do you, this is the biggest moment of your career. You make a smash and you diss him. You win if you do that. If you pull a Meek again against Kendrick, not Meek, Kendrick.
Yeah.
You win everything. Mm-hmm. Like it's over, his crown. Here's the fucking guy. And then let's focus on the new generation. But Kendrick is not going to go down. But this whole time, okay, no. Now, as the usual Kendrick representative.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Kendrick.
What about him?
I know he went crazy, but like now it's a battle. And all we're thinking about is like, how is Drake going to respond? Is Drake going to respond? When will he respond? Drake drops his diss track. Now they're in it. They're boxing. Mm-hmm. Who will win?
Who will win?
Who will win? Because I think, Kendrick coming with this energy on this tells me that like he's going to have some pretty good diss tracks.
Here's my issue is why I say I don't think Drake can't give a full diss. Because what Kendrick said here is too light.
Yeah.
It's light jabs.
It's light jabs.
Like you know, I'm not, I don't want to discredit it.
Light jabs in terms of who said them.
And who said them.
Yeah.
Like, for the person who delivered these jabs, that's like, you set me up for something crazy.
Oh, yeah,
this
of
is you throwing a hard straight.
Right.
But I know that fucking right hook is coming.
Right.
But so that's what I'm saying, like, you ask a question, who do I think wins? If Drake responds all out diss next, he sets himself up for failure again.
Unless he could just do it again.
No, Dubby was a better record. We don't give a fuck. Because the way it happened, it was the way that he was able to, Pusha was able to come back with story added on, and it revealed stuff. There's already a layout for this for happening.
So I agree with you that like he can't come too hard on the diss track.
No.
But he can always make it a light diss track.
I think he can make it a light diss track. You know why?
Because then he's on because
then we say he bitching. You running. He said your name.
Well, so then what does he do? Like, now let's think about this.
He's in a conundrum.
If the best thing he could do right now is to put it out today at this moment on OVO Sound Radio. If I'm Drake, I put it out the same fucking day. Because you can't eliminate it.
You cut the hit on the stick if you do it to me.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm ready.
I checked his story.
That's why I keep updating. If I'm Drake, bro, there's no way that he don't know that this is coming.
I think he knew.
That's what I'm saying. So if I'm him, I'm putting that shit out right now.
Yeah, dog. I wonder if he like drives it at 6 a.m. or something. I don't think he could do that because that's too cutesy. But
he definitely got to put out a meme or something like, she look vicious.
That's a funny meme. but that's funny. But this is a different level of competitor. Because here's the thing. Question. Do you think Kendrick would do? Because I think the reason Pusha T went the salacious route, because he knew he couldn't win bar-wise.
I don't think that
my theory.
I don't think he would ever think that. But I think that he just thought the salacious shit was just like.
I mean, it worked. He thought that was good raps. Regardless, it worked. And to this day, it's been debated what's a better song. My point still is, though, is Kendrick, will Kendrick do something like that? Is Kendrick going salacious strat or like real honorable diss track, like disses?
He could just do.
Is he doing honorable disses?
He just shows. I feel like that's an honorable diss. I feel like he can give us a 3 more verses where that gets tougher.
Well, yeah, of course.
I'm going to keep it a bean. Like Cole doing 2 songs with this nigga and like y'all slight way like mentioning my name type shit.
No, I agree.
You gave me more fuel.
I'm
not just going at Drake. I'm going at Cole too.
I do think so.
I want to throw this out here real fast. I don't think Drake is the first to respond.
You think Cole jump in there? We are definitely discounting Cole.
No, you're right. You're right.
That's part of the problem.
But to be honest,
a lot of it is Drake disses. But don't throw me in y'all shit.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. But I will say, and maybe this is my. I don't totally love Cole.
I know you don't. You don't respect his pen.
I don't.
You gotta respect that pen.
He's a good rapper. I will say though, it's like if I'm Kendrick, like I'm not focusing on Cole.
It don't matter.
You fuck out.
It don't matter. You shot at me though.
No, no, I know.
But that's why it's part of the problem. We talking about a nigga that said, on the night I was born, rain was pouring, God was crying. Yo, that's not a cataclysmic event.
No, can I say?
A biblical proportion.
It is. But no, you're right. Yeah. You're like, not
you
wrong.
You can't just leave that guy.
Yeah, no, you can't just leave
you
me
can't
out.
Just leave that guy.
No, you're right. I guess you're right. But the thing that makes it like, I guess in my head, I'm already, you guys are right. In my head, I'm discounting because I don't think Cole could beat Drake or Kendrick in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, but you still can't discount it. Even
well,
if
people say that Cole washed Drake on First Person Shooter.
Right.
But Drake did something. That doesn't even count. Drake did something completely different. He's not even really like
that. I don't say that.
Whose fault is that, though?
I don't say that.
Well, Drake didn't want to do that.
But Joe Budden said
artistic,
that.
That's his artistic choice. But you know what happens? Drake's not no fucking idiot. You know what happens when you and J. Cole get on a song called First Person Shooter with a beat like that.
I know
what they're going to say.
I agree. But I do think, first of all, Drake's done that his entire career. Like, he gets on a song, he starts singing when he's supposed to be dissing somebody. He's always done shit like this. So, but and that's because he doesn't have to. Now he's not going to do that, obviously, because he's being called out his name.
Here's what I think, real quick. You can think about that for more.
Yeah.
I think Cole is already in a mode. He been doing those little
that might delete later.
He'd been doing those might delete later videos. And one of them, he was like, "Yo, I'm trying to prove I'm the best." Like, he's saying, like, I'm here. You can't tell a nigga who's in the middle of making an album when he's trying to prove that he's the best rapper. Mm-hmm. The number one, you gonna discount me. Yeah, I'm an aside in your little rap beef.
Hell no.
And also diss me at the same time. Cole. We talking about Drake. Cole might be the first nigga to respond.
No, I think you're right. The more you say that, I think the more so I agree with you. So that's true. But I just kind of want to go back to Drake's first move here, because we still haven't decided what he's gonna do. Because
we have decided.
There's no way to really tell.
The best thing he can do
is respond, in my opinion, as fast as he can, as fast as you can.
Do you have an opinion on what he do fast?
I think, I mean, to be honest, I think this is the point I was trying to make earlier, and this is what I think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be weirdly a very rap purist beef between these two guys.
The beauty of it. No, eradicated right now.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think, like, the diss is going to be the disses or whatever, but I think, above all, they're going to be very careful about how good of a rap it is, first and foremost, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Not right now. If he does it fast, while we're still downloading this, which I don't think he's going to do it tonight, but like I said, the best possible strategy, do it while we're still processing this and we're just caught up in the moment.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it becomes the right moment, but first of all, I think we could all agree Drake probably has a diss track, but even if he does, I don't think Drake responds. He doesn't give a diss track off, like, in the tuck. Can we agree on that? I think he will record something new. I don't think you could just release an old diss track with this.
Depending on how good it is. Like, I'm sure Drake got them heaters, dog.
I mean, I'm sure, but it would feel weird. Because what if we could tell? That would kind of ruin the fun a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an old diss track. What? So I think he will, he might... reuse the same bars from old diss tracks, clearly. Mm. But he'll have to record something new. I don't think he can just throw something out there for no reason. He'll record something new, make sure it's good. That's why I'm saying Saturday night, he'll release a full diss track. Like, he's going to go hard. But I just don't think, because I see what you're saying.
I'm
like
this video out tonight, man.
Yeah, no, you're hyped up right now. I get it.
Because, like, you over here yapping. Like, you,
saying. You
were really yapping.
What you mean?
Because I'm trying. Because, like,
all right. Final thing I'm gonna say. I think Drake is gonna respond Saturday night. And I think,
there you go.
And I don't
solid
think,
prediction.
Yes, it's gonna respond Saturday night. I don't think it's gonna be this thing of like, let me think strategy. I think it's just gonna be like, this is.
You think you jump out emotionally again?
No, not emotionally.
No, it would drop in again Saturday. Well, everything we said will be responding emotionally again. Doing full dish. This is, we already seen this setup. We already seen this happen before.
But my point was going to be that, like, let's say Kendrick does the same thing, who responds again.
Mm-hmm.
If we remember correctly, Drake was stopped from responding again.
Yes, because he got too disrespectful.
Right. I asked Cam this question. I'm going to ask you. Do you think Kendrick would pull a Pusha T and get too disrespectful?
Yes. Why wouldn't he?
Well, then the change, the difference then, I'm predicting, is going to be Drake gets disrespectful, like really disrespectful, the way we've never seen him be before.
We need it. We deserve it.
I think that's my prediction. I don't think there's going to be a preserving my career.
They need to crash out.
Drake is too late in his career at this point. He dropped For All the Dogs.
Hip hop is like, dying. They need to just crash out.
I just think, I don't think
Drake need this.
I'll crash it out. I'm on the way. I ain't gonna say
that. That's crazy. You got hyped up. We all crashing now. Fuck
you know
it.
Who I'm thinking about, too.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm going, after I finish editing this at fucking 6 a.m., I'm going to your crib probably earlier. But I'm just saying, I think Drake will get disrespectful. I don't think Drake's gonna think of, like, yo, my career. Right. I don't think Drake is gonna think, oh, fucking Jay Prince. I don't gonna think, like, oh, that's too far.
Jay Prince not getting involved.
That's gonna be the difference here. Drake will go as dirty as he needs to. And this will be. What a beautiful story that is.
Come on.
The most like clean cut boy in rap.
Yeah.
Gets fucking the dirtiest that he could at the end. I mean, come on.
Listen, the best part about this is that
Blue Boy Scout.
Big Sean dropped that freestyle. That shit.
They been stepping on this nigga for 15 years. Get that little ass piece of shit fuck out of here.
They said, Big Sean, get that piece of shit out of here. The big boys around. Hey, me, get out of here. Wale Mania, get out of here. All y'all niggas, all y'all Wiz Khalifa, get out of here. All you B-tier niggas and C-tier niggas.
Who the fuck is Styly?
Yo, come on. All you D-tier niggas from the goddamn blog era, from the mixtape, from the late mixtape era.
From the Nitty era.
All you niggas, get out. Get out, y'all. The big boys have arrived and they ready.
Yes.
Well, hello, potty mouth.